Stephanie Carlson remembers her first online course at Everett Community College.
I attempted to take a math class. In high school, math was one of my fortes, and I was pretty confident of my skill.
By the end of the quarter, she realized it takes more than a knowledge of numbers and self-esteem to be successful in a virtual classroom.
I actually completely failed that class.
That might not have been the case if she'd taken the course in person. She says she aced the other two classes she went to in the flesh, and researchers from Teachers College at Columbia University say her results are typical among her peers. They analyzed the records of more than 50,000 Washington Community and Technical College students and found that those who have face-to-face instruction are 8% more likely to pass their classes. That might not sound like a lot, but Shauna Jagger says it's a big deal. She co-authored the study.
You know, with each online course that you take, if it gives you a slightly smaller chance of finishing that course successfully, the more often you do that, the more it kind of accumulates and makes it likely that there will be real consequences.
The consequences she's referring to are students dropping out. The report found that those who took the most online courses were the least likely to graduate. Jagger says that's despite the fact that they have some advantages over students who stick to in-person instruction.
They tend to be a little bit higher income. They tend to have higher prior GPAs. They tend to be more likely to be fluent in English.
She says what they don't have is a good command of the pacing, technology, and structure of online courses. That was true for Stephanie Carlson, the student who failed her first online math class, but she tried again a few years later.
And I was nervous because of my previous experience, but I actually did really well. I really enjoyed the class.
Community colleges are trying to make improvements for online students and give instructors more training. Everyone from students to researchers say as they continue to learn about online education, the achievement gap could close over time. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.